just run away. There's no reason why I should be on lockdown at 17. Parents just don't understand. When I graduate, I'm gonna move far away with my boyfriend and do whatever the fuck I want. Watch me.
Welcome back to the Virgo Chronicles, everyone. So, as promised, I have a special guest with me today, and it's my big sister, Ro.
Hey, guys. What's up? What's up?
So, we've just been hanging out all day, having conversation, and we're both still pretty overwhelmed about all of the things that's going on right now, the Black Lives Matter movement. There's actually a helicopter right now flying overhead. We don't know what happened. Somebody could have got shot. It could be fireworks. We don't know what happened.
Listen, we're in the hood. Someone definitely got shot.
I think it's fireworks. She thinks it's someone got shot. It's
not up for debate. Someone definitely got shot.
Whatever. So we've just been having these conversations and trying to make each other feel better because everything that's going on is extremely overwhelming. There's actually a march going on tomorrow in our area around 1 p.m. and we're trying to decide whether we want to go or not because it gets a little wild out there.
Listen, I'm petrified. Absolutely petrified.
But are you going to go?
I think I might go. I think I want to go. I want to be there to support my race, to support Black people, to support the cause, and, you know,
yeah,
have my voice being heard.
I'm a little petrified, but I want to go too. I want to go too. I want to feel good, but I'm kind of afraid. I don't know. But yeah, we've just been talking about everything that's been going on and trying to reflect and feel better about it. I don't know. But in the midst of everything that's been going on, we've been reflecting on our childhood. And I was thinking, I'm like, damn, I was so sheltered as a child.
Absolutely.
My parents were extremely strict. I couldn't do anything. And I've been thinking about how it's affected me as an adult. So I don't know, I've just been thinking, like, since I was even in grade school, elementary even, there were so many things that I wanted to do, so many things I wanted to be a part of, and I just didn't have the choice because my parents were so strict. And when I was in fifth grade, all of my friends, maybe my parents weren't wrong, maybe their parents were wrong, but all of my friends in fifth grade were going to Empire Skating Rink, and if you're from Brooklyn, you know what I'm talking about. But all of my friends were going to Empire Skating Rink, and I just wasn't allowed to go, and I was pissed about it, and I begged, and I begged, I cried, and my mom would never let me go to teen night at Empire Skating Rink.
And listen, that was the place to be. Like, when I was a kid, Empire Skating Rink was the place to be. Listen, I didn't even bother to ask, because I already knew the answer was absolutely not. So I didn't even bother to ask.
Renee didn't play no games. Renee was the type, you ask her one time, it's no, don't ask her again, none more, none less. Don't ask her again, don't ask somebody else to ask her, that's just what it is. You can't go. But I tried it. Like, I wanted to go to Empire Skating Rink. And even up to this day, when people talk about Empire, and like, oh, we missed this, this was a treasure, I'm like, damn, I never got to go, not even one time.
Never.
Because they were so strict, I couldn't go. And that was elementary school. I mean, they almost didn't let me go to my school prom. But they let me go to my school prom. And they put me in the wackest outfit that they could find on the map.
First of all, listen. Okay,
no.
Listen. I won't speak on your experience, because your experience is your experience, right? But at the same time, I just feel like when people don't know any better, they are unable to really comprehend, like, how important events like that are.
I thought you was about to rag on my outfit.
No, I wasn't going to rag on it. I wasn't going to rag on it, baby girl. I wasn't going to do you like that.
Don't rag on my outfit.
I wasn't going to do you like that, because my outfit wasn't all that either when I think about it. It wasn't.
Child, oh my god, they let me go to the prom in fifth grade, but they put me in the worst outfit they could find. And when I say they, I'm talking about my mom specifically. So That's what that was. And then when I graduated elementary school and went to junior high school, my mom made it very clear. She was like, first of all, my mom forced me to go to a school that was right across the street from her job.
Absolutely.
So when I got accepted to that school, she made it very clear. She said, okay, so the first week of junior high school, I'm going to walk you to school every day. And then every day after that, I'll let you go by yourself. Cool. But I know how my mom was. She was very worried. She had anxiety. Like, she just wanted to make sure I was okay. So within that first week of school, I made a friend. It just so, I don't know if you guys know, but I was born and raised in the projects, Albany projects. And during that first week of school, I made a best friend. And she was also born and raised in Albany projects. But we didn't know it at the time. We figured it out. So we decided, okay, so we're buddies. We walk to school together. We go home together. That was our pact. So that's what we did. It made my mother feel good. Cool. My mom used to stand outside every day when I had lunch. You know how you guys have like a certain amount of time where you could like play in the playground or the courtyard? My mom used to stand outside to see me, and she used to wave at me, and my friends used to wave back at her, and it was so embarrassing. Like, I'm trying to be lit, bro. Like, I'm trying to get my name up.
You trying to be live?
I just felt like, so in sixth grade, I was still kind of going through an awkward phase. Like, I was still wearing my braids with the beads on it, with the bangs. Because my mom treated me like a child, so that's what I was. So I was still kind of in an awkward phase. But after sixth grade, it's like, all right, I'm kind of lit now. Like, I was wearing my hair out.
I'm doing my thing.
Yeah, I had my friends.
The boys is on me.
Yeah. The boys was on me in seventh grade. And I was like, damn, like, let me get a little leeway. Like, let me just mac and be me. Get a little feel of my judge, you feel me? And she just was not with it at any point. She was not okay with it. So I still kind of was, you know, moving on her terms because I knew she was across the street.
But if I may interject, what's very interesting about that, if I could compare my junior high school years to yours, is that when I went to junior high school, my mom was like, all right, you're going to go to school by yourself. I'm not going to pick you up. I'm not going to take you to school. You're going to go to school by yourself. And my junior high school, I had to take public transportation.
Yes.
So I was scared, but I was excited. Like, oh, I get to go to school by myself. And my mom, she taught me what to do. She taught me how to get there and how to get back home. And then my best friend from kindergarten, we went to the same junior high school. And my mom knew her. My mom knew her family. So we basically met up in the morning. I would go to her house, pick her up, and we would go to school. And what's ironic about that is that it was okay for me to do that. But when it came time for you to go to junior high school, you had to go to the school across the street from her job. But I now know that the reason why my mom felt that way is because you were the wild card out of her
family. Oh, boy.
I followed the rules. I listened to whatever my mom said. My mom said, do this, don't do that. And Shauna was like, oh, you told me to do this? Well, I'm going to do that. So that's basically why my mom trusted me to go to school far away from home. And she did not trust Shauna at all.
First of all, let's clear something up. My sister and I say my mom, but we're talking about the same person.
The same person.
We just have a bad habit of saying my mom and your mother. We just, I don't know why, but that's just what we do. But we're talking about the same exact person.
Right.
So, yeah, okay. First of all, I'm offended because, I was not that wild. Everybody just had the idea that I was super wild because I talk too much.
And Chatty Cathy.
I just talk so much as a kid, and I know I did. Like, I just had such a big personality. I don't know where I got it from. I don't know, but I just had such a big person. My sister was always the one that was a little bit more reserved and quiet. And then I don't know, when I was born, it was just like, as soon as I learned how to move my lips, absolutely, I started talking like crazy. So they were afraid for me.
The girl would not shut up.
I just never stopped talking. So yeah, like, I don't know. In junior high school, I started to get my name up.
She started to get her weight up. Her levels came up. She blew it up.
No, it's not. It's not funny because she blew it up. It's not funny because it shouldn't even be this way. But I want to be honest with you guys. Like, yeah, in junior high school there was statuses. And in 7th grade, I started to get my name up. Like, in 7th grade, I lost all my baby fat. Like, I started to just look a certain way. I don't even think I looked that great. But I think for, like, junior high school, it was like, oh, cool.
You,
like,
was on. You was,
yeah,
on.
Yeah, I started to wear my real hair. I just started to get a certain type of independence, and I was feeling myself. So, I was feeling myself in 7th grade. I got my first boyfriend towards the end of 7th grade. And my mother caught on immediately. I don't even remember how she caught on, but she did. And towards the end of 7th grade, I had my first boyfriend. And then 8th grade, when I went back to school, he was still my boyfriend. And I was, like, obsessed with him. I remember I was just so into him. Let me tell y'all something about that relationship. I was so into this boy. And everybody in the school knew about this boy. My teachers knew about him. My friends knew about him. His friends knew about me. It was just a big thing, me and this boy. Because I was a good girl, ultimately. Like, I was a good girl, but I liked him. So, everyone knew about it. And then when my mother caught wind of the situation, she was pissed. Absolutely. She was pissed. Like, oh, my God. I don't even want to get into how upset my mom was. But she was really upset.
She was pissed.
What did she tell you about it?
Well, when you were in junior high school, I was in high school. So, for me, it was basically like my mom would try to ask me questions about your relationship with this particular person. And, you know, you are my sister. So I wasn't going to rat you out. I wasn't going to tell her your business. Because you would tell me things. I'm sure you didn't tell me everything. But you would tell me a lot of things. And I would just be like, I don't know. Like, and she would be like, well, you need, if you know something, you need to tell me. Because I don't know who this boy is. But Shauna is boy crazy. And I don't want it. I don't want it in my house.
I was. He turned me out.
And in my head, I'm like, she's absolutely boy crazy, but I'm going to absolutely mind my business. And that's basically what that was.
That was my baby. Let me
that was your everything.
Let me tell y'all something about me, and I want y'all to know from now. There was nothing you could say that would turn me against my love interest at
absolutely
the time.
Not. Listen.
It don't matter if it was 7th grade, 8th grade, 9th grade. If I was feeling a person, you couldn't tell me anything at the time. And
listen,
that's just it.
You
were, I'm sorry.
She was a rider for hers. Like,
I was a rider.
She would go to the end of the moon for this guy. Like, she would get in trouble.
And I was 13, y'all. I was 13.
She did whatever she needed to do so that she could be with this guy. And I remember it was a tough time because there were times when she would get in trouble and I would just have to be, like, sitting back watching, like, damn, bro. Like,
oh, my God.
Really just
no, Rolanda, let me tell him, though. Let me tell him. There was one time where I got in so much trouble. Like, I just got in so much trouble about this guy. And I was supposed to come home at a certain time. I had a curfew.
Child. I know where you're going with this.
I had a curfew. I don't want to say it was a curfew. I didn't have a designated curfew. But if you were scared of your parents, like how I was afraid of my parents, you just already knew. Like,
you
don't
knew
even
what time
test
it was.
Them in this way.
Right.
And I tried them. Like,
absolutely.
I came home at a certain time and I knew they wouldn't be okay with it. I had
But
my,
wait, did you have a cell phone at that time?
Yes. Okay, so let me tell you what happened. My mom, she had gave me her little prepaid phone.
Mm-hmm.
She was calling it. It died.
Ooh. Because I remember specifically, it was probably, it was around 8 o'clock p.m. And
yeah.
America's Next Top Model came on because I was heavy.
That's
on
when
America's,
I got in the house, though.
I was heavy on America's Next
Ooh,
Top
don't
Model.
Get too into
you
it.
You came into it when that show was on. And, you know,
things transpired.
Mom and dad were going absolute batshit crazy because they, at this point, mom, she was beside herself and she let dad handle the situation. And dad Whew. Was absolutely batshit crazy at this point. He was blowing up the phone.
Yeah. And I was, and you know more than me because you was in the house and I was outside.
I was on my bed like, oh my God, she's going to absolutely.
But how did you hear them? Were they like outside?
They were in the kitchen having a conversation about it.
What were they saying?
They was like, where she at? She not answering the calls. Like, it was crazy. And I didn't know what to do because I couldn't call you either because you wasn't answering nobody's phone calls. And I'm like, damn, when she gets in the house, it's totally over. Like,
well, let me tell y'all something. When I got in the house, it was not good for me.
Absolutely not.
And I'm going to leave it at that. I'm going to leave it at that. But it was just...
Trauma.
Yeah, trauma time.
Trauma.
Trauma time, drama time. It was bad.
A rumble and a scuffle.
It was a rumble and a scuffle. It was bad. And I remember at the time, I was like, oh my God. I don't deserve this. I was like, I did not deserve this. Terrible. It was so bad.
I was like, you all right? You good?
Yeah, you didn't
have to. Yo, I checked on you. But I already knew. When you came in the house, I already knew what the vibes was. But I couldn't get in contact with you either because I definitely tried to call you as well.
They didn't even let me knock on the door. Absolutely the door, I got, let me tell y'all something. And it's the last thing I'm going to say about it. I got to the apartment door and the door swung open before I could knock on it. That's how much trouble I was in.
Trouble.
But let's go to the next topic. Let's talk about high school.
Let's get it.
So high school, I was pretty cool, calm. I elevated at this point. At this point, high school, I was at a point where if I wanted to do my dirt, I would do it during school hours because I already had figured out that, okay, clearly I'm on a very short leash, so if I wanted to do something, it's going to be during school hours. So in ninth grade, I was still messing with the same boy from junior high school, so we would cut school. He was a school cutter, period. Like,
absolute delinquent, absolute.
He was a school cutter, so I would cut school, and he was always with it. Like, it was nothing. But keep in mind, you guys, I was still a virgin this whole time.
Right.
Because I have feelings. I wanted to hang out with my boyfriend. I felt like a little teenager. But I never had really the thought in my mind to, like, do anything. I don't know. I just never thought to, like, do anything inappropriate. Like, I like to kiss. Yeah. But that was about it. I was still very innocent in a way. You know what I mean? So, we weren't doing anything sexual. But I loved him and I wanted to be around him. So, we would cut school. I would hang out with him. Cool. That was ninth grade. Some of 10th grade. So 11th grade. I don't think I really tried anything in 11th grade. It was sort of like, oh, you know what? No. 11th grade, I was fine. 12th grade is where I really started to really wild out.
That's when it got turned up.
So 12th grade, you know, you guys know, it's senior year.
Hello.
It's senior year. And
you got to make it count.
Exactly. I wanted to make it count. It's senior year. Not only it was senior year, but there were people that were having sweet 16s, having parties. I never had the honor of having a sweet 16 because my parents weren't really into that. So I never had the honor of having a sweet 16, but I had a lot of friends who were having sweet 16 parties. So I wanted to go. I'm like, I want to go. And I know if I tell them, I won't be allowed to go. So I told them, I didn't tell them. I'm lying. I didn't tell them about them, but I decided I was going. So I would always lie and tell them that I was going to my cousin's house. Shout out Diamond. I always would tell them that I was going to my cousin's house and she would always take up for me. If I told her, call my mom and tell her I'm going to your house, she would call. She wouldn't ask me no questions about it. She would just call my mom and be like, hey, Shauna's coming. Can Shauna please come over to my house this weekend? And it's no worry. I already told my mother about it at this point, so she knows. But I would tell her. I would be like, just call my mom and tell her that you want me to come over. And my mom had a soft spot for her.
Absolutely.
So she would be like, whatever, like, I don't care, just go. She would never say, like, okay, go. But she would be like, whatever, I don't care. Cool. So that's how I went to so many parties in the 12th grade. And I kind of started to gain my popularity around that time because I was lying so often.
It was role in the lies.
I was lying so frequently that I started to get popular because it was easier for me to lie. And I don't think that it was necessarily easier for me to lie. I think that my mother was getting more comfortable with me lying.
Absolutely.
I think that's what
it was. And you know what? And let me just say this. When she comes to you, it's so hard for me as your big sister because now you're in high school and now I'm in college. So now it's a whole different ball game and like I'm trying to figure my stuff out and you're like doing disappearing acts like and your mother is coming to me like, "Where's Shauna?" And I'm like, "I know where you are because you're telling me." I'm like, "I have no idea." And she's like, If you knew where she was, you would tell me. I'm like, oh yeah, I would tell you. So now I'm lying. So now I'm lying right with her. Like, yeah,
you was a bowhead lie,
a bold face lie. Like I know you lying. Like I literally would be like, yeah, I would tell you. Why wouldn't I tell you? Every time.
I'm gonna tell y'all where it get real juicy. So in 12th grade, maybe towards the end of the year, I got a new boyfriend.
Yeah. Let me take a sip.
So I got a new boyfriend towards the end of 12th grade, and I was obsessed with him. When I'm not gonna get too much into it because I think I'd save that for another podcast.
Listen, hold on before you finish.
Oh boy,
you are not obsessed. You are possessed. That's just you are possessed. Absolutely.
Would you say mentally I was possessed by him?
Absolutely.
Oh.
Absolutely possessed. Well, I have never seen you behave in that manner with no other guy that you've ever been with. Like, this particular person that we're speaking of had you on another level of absolutely crazy. Like, out of your mind.
Well, guys, you heard it first. No, don't laugh. You heard it first here. I was possessed
child, by this man. Possessed.
And maybe I was. I'm not going to deny it because I know how I was when it came to this gentleman. I was so into him. It was nothing nobody could say that would make me stop being into him. It didn't matter what he did to me, nothing. Like, I was in 12th grade. 12th
grade.
I was so into this person. Like, it was just nothing nobody could do. Nothing nobody could say. I loved him. And that's when I started to rebel, for real. Like, in 11th grade, was it 11th grade? Or maybe the beginning of 12th grade? I don't know. But at some point, I started to rebel. Like, I started to get tattoos, piercings, little things like that. But in 12th grade, when I got into this relationship, I was like, I'm sneaking out. I don't care what nobody... Do you guys know how hard it is to sneak out of the projects?
One door. One exit.
One door. One exit.
One exit.
It's hard. And I was sneaking out of the projects.
Absolutely.
So, you guys should already know. But I used to sneak out because I wanted to see him so badly. And let's not skip things. So around the time of prom, and I remember he had said to me, he's like, "Oh, you're not taking me to prom." I was so afraid of my father's feedback. Like, I just didn't want him to think that I was going to prom with somebody that was actually my boyfriend.
So you went with the more safe option.
So I went with my friend because right. I knew I could just be like, "That's just my friend. Like, mm-hmm. we don't date anything like that."
Right.
And then eventually he would realize, like, "Oh, they don't really date." Mm-hmm. But I knew if I went with a boyfriend, especially when I didn't go to my school, it was like, "Oh, so that's your boyfriend?"
Right.
And I was so fearful that I just didn't want to do it. So I was like, "Well, I'm not going to do it," knowing that I had a boyfriend at the time. So I didn't do it, and I kind of regret it to this day, because I'm like, that's such a memory in your life, you know what I mean? Like, going to prom is such a memory, and I had a boyfriend at the time, and I didn't take him, and I feel kind of bad about it, but I was just so fearful of my parents, because they were strict, so right. I didn't take him, but around that time, you know, you would think that around the time that I was about to graduate, the strictness would ease up. No, honey. The strict behavior got into overdrive. So I graduated. I went to prom. They allowed me to do a little bit of... I don't remember if they allowed me to do things or if I lied, because I was lying at that point. I remember I lied. Like, after I graduated that same exact day, I lied about where I was going. I went to, like, a crazy boat party. I used to do wild stuff. You know how, you know, they say that people, when they get fed up of being on lockdown, they kind of venture out and get wild.
Right.
And I did do that. I did that.
She did her thing.
I did that for a couple of years. Like, I was just wild for a couple of years.
And you know what? Let's just get into it.
Oh.
You literally brought me into your web of lies. Well, and I really don't feel like that was fair to me because I have my own things, you know, to deal with. And you brought me into your web of lies, you know, because during this time, you know, I had a serious boyfriend. And I was very focused on my studies.
A serious boyfriend.
And you literally would be like, yeah, I'm going to such and such, but say I'm at this place. Like, come on. Like, it was really it was crazy. It was a crazy time for me as well because I wanted to be loyal to my sister because at the end of the day, like, that's my sibling. And when you have a sibling, it's basically code. Like, I have to protect my sibling. I have to cover for them when they want to do stuff that they should not be doing for mom and dad. And it was tough. Like, it was really tough because I was the one that was always on the straight and narrow. Like, I have to do what my mom says. I have to do the right things. And Shauna was basically like, nope, screw that. I'm doing me. And that's it. I don't care what y'all tell me to do. I'm doing what I want to do. Which is cool. Like, I really admire her for that. But it was tough because I had to cover for you all the time.
But Rolanda, I have just one thing to say to you. Did you die?
I didn't die. But it was a little bit excruciating for me. It wasn't that bad.
It was only excruciating because you were so on a straight and narrow.
I was loosened
up.
But listen, in retrospect, I could appreciate those times because if I think about then and now, it's like a total, like, it's like a total 180, yeah. Like a 360, like, you, like, at this moment, like, you chill, like, you be chilling, you do what you need to do.
Yeah.
And it's funny to talk about it now, but in that moment, it was a little bit wild. It was honestly a little bit wild.
I was so wild, y'all. No, it's so crazy because I had gotten so wild.
You did.
Really? And I knew I was getting wild, but I didn't care. Especially when my relationship started to take, like, a plunge.
It took a deep dive.
When my little relationship started to just take a plunge, I just didn't care about anything. I hated everybody. And I used to be super depressed. I was just putting on shows. I didn't care about what anybody thought. I didn't care anybody's opinion. I just didn't care about anything. I was crazy. And you guys need to understand, like, I don't know if you guys have been really paying attention to what's going on right now, but I couldn't help it. I just wanted something to make me happy.
Right.
And that was all I had realistically knew to make me happy. So in that present moment, I was like, if he's not trying to make me happy, I don't care about anything right now.
Right.
And that's unfortunate. I shouldn't have felt that way, but that's how I felt in that moment.
That's part of, you know, life's lessons. I mean, you were young, and, you know, when you meet a guy that you, like, deeply fall in love with, you think this is it.
Will you get upset if I talk about your love story?
You can talk about, it's
okay,
fine.
So guys, let me talk about my sister's love story. My sister has been with the same guy since she was, how old, 17 or 16, because
technically 17.
My sister has been with the same guy since she was 17 years old, who is now my brother-in-law, who I love so much. He's such a sweetie. And they are currently married. They live together. And I just love their relationship. They've just been so happy for so long. When I was a little kid, like literally like 10 years old, they were together. And I was being such like a, I was just so difficult. And I didn't want to love him. But eventually, I'm like, okay, this guy actually loves my sister. So I love him too. And it's just crazy to me because, I don't know. I've never had it, but I admire their relationship so much. And I would never deny that. And I hope that he listens to this.
Yes. Get into Get
I hope that he listens to this and realizes how much I value him for making my sister happy.
Yes.
Because that's all I could want for her. That's all I want for myself. Be a good guy. Make someone happy. Build a lifelong empire. Just be a good person, ultimately. Listen.
It takes a lot to make me happy, and I know that about myself.
Yeah, absolutely.
I am not impressed with a lot of things and a lot of people. It is hard to make me happy, but that is one person that has not let me down and has always shown me, like, what love is, what love could be, how to actually love, and has really shown me, like, a different side of, you know, just being, like, affectionate. And if you find that, which is very hard and very rare in this day and age, but if you find that, you gotta hold on to that. So.
Ooh, that's beautiful. I feel like Martin. Mama gonna work it out.
Honestly, that's the truth. That's true. That's right. That's how I feel about it.
That's beautiful. I think I touched on everything. Let me think. I talked about elementary school, junior high school, even high school. And honestly, who I am today, I don't know. I'm still a work in progress, if I want to be honest with you guys. I'm still a work in progress, and you can hear that from this podcast. I'm still working on regulating my emotions. I'm still working on just learning how to be, I don't know, because I'm already so sensitive, so I'm working on how to not be so sensitive, if that makes sense. I'm an extremely sensitive person, and I take everything to heart. I feel everyone pain. That's just who I am. I'm not going to say that I'm so upset with my parents for keeping me on such a tight leash. I was at a certain point, mm-hmm. but when I think about it, think about it like this. I grew up in the projects, right? My parents never really allowed me to be friends with anyone in the projects. And I don't want to say it's great, but I don't want to say it's bad either, because I had different morals.
Right.
And there are certain people, you know, growing up in this type of neighborhood, you see people and they lose themselves at a very early age, and mm-hmm. it hurts. Mm-hmm. It hurts me especially because I'm such an empath. I don't want to see anyone, like, sell themselves short. But me personally, and my sister as well, we grew up in the projects, but they also taught us to strive harder, to be different types of people, to educate ourselves, and just be better. And I'm extremely grateful for that. But at the same time, sometimes I do get kind of sad, because I think that I get anxious really quickly.
Right.
Yeah, like, I get anxious extremely quickly for no reason sometimes.
That's,
I'm like,
definitely
one problem. Of the side effects,
it's
right?
It's a problem. I would say that being sheltered, as we were as kids, it's something that is kind of like a gift and a curse. For me, I try to look at the good side of it more so, because, you know, it's not something that I could take back. Like, we can't redo it. So I try to look at it as, like, you know, our parents wanted us to, you know, do more for ourselves than previously. I feel like if I think about our parents, like, you know, they didn't have the same opportunities that we had.
Yeah.
You know, they were shorted, honestly. Like, they had more responsibilities than us. And, you know, they had children, and then after they had children, it was like, okay, well, this is my life. Like, I have to take care of my children.
Yeah.
So I think, and especially for our mom, like, her whole idea was, I want my kids to get an education. I want my kids to go to college. I want my kids to do more than me. And granted, she didn't really know how to truly help us fulfill that.
Yeah.
But she definitely instilled those values into us so that we could move that way ourselves. Like, you know what I mean? Like, if I think back, like, my mom definitely, she never really got to, you know, like, experience life. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. she had a little bit of freedom, but she had me when she was 24. So when you think about it, 24. She was 24 when she had me. Okay. So how can you really have a full, like, experience of, you know, hanging out with your friends and enjoying life when you have a child, you know, that young? So for me, it's kind of like, I understand where they were coming from, but as a parent, and I don't have children, but as a parent, I feel like you have to give your children the opportunity to experience mm-hmm. things when they're young. Because if you don't, then they might rebel, and that could be just a yeah. whole world of disaster.
They struggled.
Right.
They struggled.
Right.
They don't understand some of the things that we understand.
Exactly.
They don't understand why certain things are so important. And I understand, certain people in the world, honestly, even today, they don't understand why this movement is so important. And it's not to say that I don't get that. I get that, but ultimately, I hope that people in my generation are able to get through to them and kind of force them to understand why it's so important. Because I would really like to wake up one day and not have to feel like I'm forcing myself to be something I'm not. Right. Or there are people out there who look at me a certain way just based off of my complexion and they don't like it. You know, it's tiring. I don't want to deal with it anymore.
Right.
That's one of the main reasons why I was even hesitant about recording this podcast, because I don't know. I just feel like there's so much going on today and there's nothing else that I can talk about. But I really wanted to talk to you guys. I really wanted you guys to get into this podcast and have something to kind of just distract you from all of the adversities that are going on right now. I don't know. Well, what else do you want to say to the listeners right now? What do you have going on right now?
Yeah, so listen, let me just, you know, shameless plug myself right now. The quarantine has really given me the opportunity to push myself into my passions, which I've been really battling with for like literally years. But if you're interested, you can follow me on Instagram at Love Always Roll. It's my Instagram for travel and street style inspo. If you're interested in that, follow me. I'm very active on that. And also, you can check out my website, lovealwaysroll.com, where I share my travel deets and also street style inspo.
I love it. I'm into it, honey.
Yes, let's get into it. Get into it. Support your girl. Support your girl. Black lives matter. Let's get into it.
Thank you so much, sis, for being on my podcast.
Always, always.
I'm going to hit you guys back maybe next week. I'm going to try to do this every single week. Pray on it.
She's going to do it. I'm going to push her.
Oh, God. I'm going to try to do this every single week. So thank you guys for tuning in and listening. And I can't wait to speak to you guys again. So bye.
Bye, guys.